It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, January 15th. This is Jade with news on the way about a well-funded art project, a teen living her drama club dream, and maybe a way for you to quickly discover new music. But first, a few of today's music headlines. The Oscars may still be searching for a host or end up going hostless, but the Grammys have made it official with their host, Alicia Keys. Earlier today, the 15-time Grammy winner was announced as the host. In the release, Keys said, "I know what it feels like to be on that stage, and I'm going to bring that vibe and energy. I'm so excited to be the master of ceremonies on the biggest night in music and celebrate the creativity, power, and magic." And she added, "I'm especially excited for all the incredible women nominated this year." The show airs February 10th. It hasn't only been hard to find people to host award shows. The Super Bowl has had a seemingly hard time tracking down artists to play the coveted halftime show slot. We had the general idea, because of leaks and some gossip, that Maroon 5 was most likely going to be performing the halftime show for months. And we know that several musicians have turned down the NFL, most famously Rihanna, who cited the NFL's treatment of Colin Kaepernick as her reason for saying no. But finally, they have some takers. Maroon 5 will be joined on stage by rapper Big Boi of Outkast fame and one of the biggest artists of 2018, Travis Scott. There was a caveat, though, for Scott to play. The NFL had to agree to partner with him to donate $500,000 to Dream Corps. That's a social justice group. And now that the NFL has the halftime show confirmed, they can focus on all the other details for the big show going down Sunday, February 3rd. Legendary Broadway star Carol Channing, known for her platinum blonde hair, her giant smile, and raspy voice, has died at the age of 97. The four-time Tony Award-winning actress is best known for her take on Dolly Levi in the Broadway hit Hello, Dolly. But she was also known for her quick wit on variety shows like The Ed Sullivan Show and Hollywood Squares. Channing was inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame in 1981 and received a Lifetime Achievement Tony Award in 1995. Here she is singing the title number from Hello, Dolly in 1964.
Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louie. It's so nice to be back home where I belong.
I feel like I should start a new podcast that's called What's the Deal with Kanye This Week? But I'm not sure either you or I have the stamina for that. So we'll keep today's update as brief as I possibly can. Kanye, he's doing some good this week and supporting the arts. He's donated $10 million to Terrell Art Foundation to fund James Terrell's Rodin Crater Project. It's a sculptural installation that's been in the works since the 1970s. I went to the website, checked out a bunch of photos for you on this. It's basically a bunch of tunnels dug into this old volcano, and they open up into very modern, zen-looking spaces. And I feel like I need to note that there is an auditorium part of the installation, so maybe a future concert venue for Kanye West. Is it too obvious to go out with Gold Digger?
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
How do you discover new music? The radio? A friend? Do you let the algorithms do their will? Well, many members of Generation Z are discovering music through apps. Apps like TikTok and Musical.ly have created buzz around songs and created dance crazes. But there is a lot of content on those apps, which might make it tricky to have those discovery moments. Now, there's another app trying to make a name for themselves as the place for music discovery. It's called Triller. It's basically just a 15-second video sharing platform, but it's integrated with a bunch of streaming music services. Mostly, it's used for showing off sweet dance moves and impressive lip syncing, but artists like Chance the Rapper and Lil Uzi Vert have been using it to promote their music and introduce their followers to new and emerging artists. I again volunteered myself to try the app out, and sure, it's fun. The dance clips are pretty goofy, and the music selection is actually vast and deep. It's nice to see kids having some fun and connecting to music and integrating it into their lives, but, and this may be the older music discovery person in me, it feels like we're kind of getting further and further away from what the artists actually intend with their music. They put out albums, and maybe you don't have the time to immerse yourself in an hour or so experience, so then you check out a single. Maybe you stream one, and that pulls you into the artist, and you listen to another song based off of that one. But 15 seconds? Is that enough for you to know if you can fall in love with an artist and their music? I don't know. I'll probably stick to the FM dial and vinyl, but it's still fun to jump on Triller and watch some guys goof off and pretend to play the instruments to Caro Caro Bonito's Flamingo. And for our viral hit today, I want you to put yourself back into the mind of a high school drama kid who doesn't hope that someday they'll be discovered and suddenly become a huge star. Well, try and rein in your jealousy, because it has happened for a 17-year-old from New Jersey named Rachel Zegler. The high schooler officially has been cast in Steven Spielberg's upcoming remake of West Side Story. About a year ago, a casting call went out looking for young Latino and Latina performers, and the show has cast Broadway regular Ariana DeBose, who originated the role of the Bullet in Hamilton, Josh Andres Rivera, who was in the first national tour of Hamilton, Tony Award winner David Alvarez, actor Ansel Elgort, and New Jersey high schooler Rachel Zegler as the lead character Maria. She's had a YouTube channel for ages, which has a high volume of visits, and she's covered everything from pop hits to Broadway musicals, to songs like Queen's Somebody to Love. And that's today's music news. You can learn more about the West Side Story star and catch up on all of today's music news stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Cecilia Johnson is today's producer. And a reminder that we're not just for your ears. We've got a newsletter for you in case you like to get an email blast of music news. You can sign up for that at thecurrent.org/musicnews. And check back in tomorrow with Jay for more music news. Somebody, somebody, somebody can.